You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long, and we're going to go straight to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. He's one of one, the greatest defensive line coach ever, the legendary Pete Jenkins. Pete, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
It's my pleasure, Mike.
Pete, I got to ask you, because I know you are close, but tell people a little bit about the new defensive line coaches at LSU. Kevin Peoples, most people know about Kyle Williams, great career at LSU and certainly with the Buffalo Bills, and now coaching the interior of LSU's defensive line. Kevin Peoples comes in from Missouri, and you didn't have a direct connection with Kevin. I think you had it through Bo Davis. But
No, actually, Mike, I've been knowing Kevin. I started working with Kevin in 2010.
Okay.
He was at Arkansas State, and they brought me to Arkansas State. I knew the coordinator. They brought me to Arkansas State, and I met Kevin at that time. I believe it was 2010, I believe it was.
Okay.
And we have really been really close friends since that time, Mike. So I go way back with Kevin, and I'm so proud of what he's done and what he's accomplished. I kind of, you know, I saw that kind of potential in him when I first met him. He's quiet. He's not too quiet, but he's quiet, and he's a really good listener. And I'm telling you, Mike, he does a really good job with his players. Everywhere he's been, he has really done a fine job. So I'm really proud of Kevin. I was so delighted when he came here. He was one that I recommended to Coach Kelly, and I knew they would hit it off, and I knew he'd be very good. And then, of course, Bo, you know, was the other one that Coach Kelly got, but, you know, one moved on to the Saints. Now, Kyle, I recruited Kyle, Mike, and I don't know that I've ever seen a more competitive player than Kyle, both in college and in the NFL. When he came out, I was at the Eagles when he came out. Mike, I begged them to take him. I mean, I pleaded with them to take him. I said, you guys, and they said, well, he's short, and he, you know, and they said, hey, Pete, you think all these LSU guys are the best in the world? I said, well, I'm going to just tell you, you don't know what's beating in that guy's chest. So I'm not familiar with his coaching, but I can tell you this. He is a person. He is first-class guy, and as a competitor, he's beyond most anybody I've ever known. So they're in good shape, and I just heard a gentleman say on the radio talking to Mike there that not Mike, but to the I forget the guy's name at LSU. He was talking about the depth. It sure did sound good to me.
It sure did. Now, it you and I talked good. About this, and you were like, Mike, I agree with you, but two things can be right. One, they got talent and depth, but look who they're going up against in practice. Young kids along that offensive line that have not played. Pete, how difficult from when you scouting another team, when you did that, when you lose four or five starting offensive linemen, how difficult that is to replace. That's really tough.
It is tough. It really is. And as I hear about the team, I don't go over there, Mike. You know, I really don't want to feel them to feel like I'm looking over their shoulder or whatever, you know, especially Kevin and Kyle. And I felt that way about Bo also. But I keep up with them. I follow them, you know, and I read about them and whatever. You know, it seems like to me that we got good depth and we got experience everywhere but maybe the offensive line. And it is really – it's a tough job now. It's really a tough job to lose as many as we lost and come back and be – where we were a year ago at this time with the offensive line. I mean, we lost some damn good players. So it's going to be a chore. They got a damn good coach, and it's going to be a chore, but I'm sure they will get better and mature as the season goes along.
Too bad you got to play Clemson game one because man, they got a couple cats in T.J. Parker and Peter Woods. Oh, my
Peter
goodness.
Woods.
I know you know a lot about Peter.
Listen, Peter Woods, they wanted him so bad at Alabama. I mean, he was their number one guy. I remember one day they put me on the – I was working at Alabama and doing my clinic stuff, and they put me on the phone with him, Mike. And they told me, they said, hey, Pete, put your charm on this guy right here now because he's the best thing since sliced bread. So, yeah, it's difficult. I mean, Clemson is going to be a tough opponent. You know, they are not a Southeastern Conference team, but they should be. And I worked a week there, 3 years ago. I guess it was 3 years ago I worked a week there. And the thing that I did, spending that week with their coaches and watching film, the one thing that I saw that stood out, they play like the hair's on fire. I mean, it's going to be it's going to be a tough opener again for LSU. So, and I've coached it at their Death Valley, they call it. I've coached there, you know, at the University of South Carolina, places other than LSU. They're tough to beat there too. They're like LSU at home. They're tough to beat. So, you know, it's a tough opener, Mike.
You know, Coach, I wanted to ask you if you've, like, it's a lot of new faces in this edge rusher room for LSU specifically. I know you talked about Coach Peoples. They got the right edge coach, but a lot of new guys brought in after you lose Savion Jones, Brandon Swinson to the NFL draft. Both those guys had excellent years last year for LSU's defensive front. But you bring in guys like Jack Pyburn from Florida, Patrick Payton from Florida State, Jamari Butler from Nebraska. Bernard Gooden has been making a lot of plays at camp so far, the USF transfer. I just wanted to know if you were familiar with any of these guys, if you've done any work with them, and if you have, what Tiger fans can expect.
I haven't. I have spoken with Kevin about them, and I kept reading, you know, where we were signing these guys and everything. Now, you know, he's a guy that doesn't get too high or too low, but he's extremely proud of them. And he thinks, you know, that they really did a good job getting those guys out of the portal. I think that the thing that's probably different about this team is they had such a great recruiting class, but also they supplemented with the portal. And, you know, I think they built some depth in areas that they really needed to. So I think you can look for some really good edge play. And like we said, they got the coach, and it sounds like they got the players.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Coach, we had Marlon Favorite on last week,
yeah.
And Marlon was talking about, man, when I got there, man, you had to wait your turn. But he said, you know, the crazy thing about that, we rotated 9 to 10 defensive linemen every game. He said, okay, that ain't happened. He said, probably since then. That many really talented defensive linemen. And he was like, okay, we maybe had a little drop-off from the first team, but it wasn't a big drop-off. And he said, at LSU now, like when you were there, you lose a player, it was a Mount Everest drop-off when you play in a young guy who really hadn't played before or hadn't played that position.
Yeah. You know, and it takes depth. To be a championship team, it takes depth now. Because, you know, the defensive line, especially the interior guys where Kyle works, that's a high-risk position. You know, it don't matter what league you're in or where you are, that is a high-risk position. So the last year I was able to work at LSU was 2023. And, you know, Mike, I had 3 defensive tackles for 2 positions. I had 3 defensive ends for 2 positions. So, I mean, I lived in fear that I'd lose one because we had no depth. We were fortunate. We lost Mingo, you know, early, and I only got to coach Mingo in a half of the Missouri game, which was my first game back, and in the bowl game, I got to coach him in the bowl game. We lost him, unfortunately. We lost him very early, and it really put us in a hole. We moved Savion in there just to give us a big defensive end that we could put into a game if we lost another guy. So I'm so happy to hear about that depth that I heard him talking about, young man from LSU talking about that depth. I'm so excited about that. And I knew we were pretty good at the outside position. I'm hoping we got depth, that same quality of depth in the inside position.
Coach, we had on Davin Gotshaw, got to talking, and, you know, so I brought up, you know, because you told me so many stories about Davin. And he flipped it right back to me. He said, you know, when Coach Jenkins came in here, you know, he was coaching under Coach O, he said, we didn't maybe hit it off right off the bat. And maybe he thought I wasn't giving him great effort. But he said, you know, by the time it finished, him and I were on the same page. And he said, I wouldn't be where I'm at without Pete Jenkins. I thought that was a great statement by Davin. So your thoughts on what Davin brings to the table? Because in practices, Pete, if they try to run the ball up the middle, pow, Davin, he stopped that, kind of hit his hands, over with. All well said and done. But he had a bit of a rocky ride. I remember talking to Coach O about it, and you've told me the same story early on, where he was really more of an end than he was today. Now he's playing that nose tackle position.
Yeah. And that's where he belongs. That's who he is. I'll tell you, you know, Ed coached him his sophomore year. And I would ask, Ed would send me the film, Mike, and Ed and I would look at the film. I would be in Florida and I would have it on my computer. And Ed and I would look at the game film from the previous, this would be on a Sunday, we would look at the game film together, Ed and I would. And I remember asking Ed one day, I said, I don't know this guy, Godshaw. Is he a dumb guy? Is he a guy that doesn't really know how to follow instructions? Or is he just hard-headed? And Ed and I talked about, because he really didn't do what we were asking him to do. But I came in that next year in 2016, and let me tell you, I ain't never coached anybody I enjoyed more than I did him. It just, you know, it just changed our relationship. I don't know. It just blossomed, Mike. And, you know, by the time the season was done, there wasn't a better defensive lineman in the Southeastern Conference. I tell you, there was a boy working at the Chiefs, and he told me, he was a scout, and he told me that he got up in the meeting and told them, look, you guys are overlooking this guy. If you will show me a better four technique in the United States of America, I'll buy you the biggest steak in Kansas City. He said he had that, he was felt that strongly about him. And to tell you the truth, I did too. I thought it didn't. His success, Mike, in pro ball has not been a surprise to me at all.
Coach, I know you don't do as many kind of here, there, all over as you used to. You and I both ain't getting no younger. But I know you were with the Dolphins.
Speak for yourself, Mike.
Okay, I'll say just me. But I got a new knee, so at least I got something
new.
Tell us about
you. Now with that new knee.
Well, it won't be now, but maybe down the road. Tell us a little bit about you. You had a run with the Miami Dolphins and also with the Jaguars that you spent some time there with both teams.
Yeah. So this is the third time that I've been hired at the Dolphins. The other two times, Flo was the head coach, and he hired me in 2020 and 2021. And so I hadn't been back there until this year. McDaniels finally gave them the permission to hire me and bring me in and everything. So what I do, Mike, and this is so much fun. I mean, it was so much fun. I coached 5 days, and we were in the phase of OTAs. You know, the NFL's got, they've changed that stuff around. So phase one, phase two, phase three, you can do this, you can't do this, you can't do anyways. It was phase three, I believe, which means that it's individual fundamental time. So anyways, I go to Miami and I coach on the field for 5 days. Now, let me tell you, I felt like I was turning the clock back. It was 93 to 95 every day. And the humidity was like South Louisiana. I mean, when I would leave the field, Mike, I would wring my shirt out. I mean, it looked like I'd been in a dadgum swimming pool. But it was great. I enjoyed it so much. The pay was good. The food was good. They took good care of me. And it was just, I was just blessed to get to do it. Then 2 weeks later, they hired me at the Jaguars. I know the new coordinator there. And we got the Louisiana boy, the assistant D-line coach, Derek LeBlanc, who you probably remember.
I sure do.
Yeah, Derek is from over in Acadiana, and he's done well. He's the assistant D-line coach at Jacksonville. And both he and Matt Edwards, who is the defensive line coach, they both work in Thibodeau. So that was great. I just seen them in Thibodeau, and then all of a sudden I'm down there in Jacksonville. And what was great too, Mike, was I got to spend time with Mason and with Jordan Jefferson, who played here for us, you know. And I've had a pro defensive line camp in Dallas 2 weeks before, and Mason and Jordan both came to to the camp in Dallas. And you know, Mike, they did well, boy. Both of them did very, very well. I was really proud of them. Mason is a whole different guy than he was in 2023. He's matured both physically and mentally. I was so impressed with him. And they really got, Jordan played a lot last year. Mason played 5 really good games. The last 5 games, he played really good. So those two guys are doing great. I got a chance to sit down and be with both of them. It was a little different there, Mike. I didn't go on the field. We met from 7:30 to 7. and we sent out for food. So what we did, we stayed in the meeting room, and the defensive staff was in there, and it was a different deal than Miami hired me to do something different than Jacksonville did. Is what I'm saying. But it was fun too, and I feel blessed that I'm still able to do that, Mike.
I'll never forget in talking to Mason. And he's training for the NFL draft, and he's, asking me a bunch of different questions. And I got more phone calls about Mason than, I can ever remember a player. And everybody was intrigued because of the potential of Mason. And so one day I tell him, I said, tell me something about Pete Jenkins. And he was like, Mr. Mike, I got to tell you this. There was only one coach that ever really got on me in college. I said, well, who was it? He said, you just said his name, Pete Jenkins. He said, everybody else was scared that I would transfer if they told me something. He said, ain't nobody told me anything. And so I'm still laughing. It was just his facial expression when he told me, you just said his name, Pete Jenkins.
Yeah. He's great, man. What a great kid he is. And I said to him over in Dallas when we were, so that little camp I have over there is it's 2-a-days. It's a morning practice, which is run, and there's an afternoon practice, which is pass rush. And I said to him, I said, Mace, you look like what I thought you were going to look like down the road. You've gotten bigger. You've gotten stronger. You've matured. Your body's matured. And, Mike, that was the reason I wanted him so badly to come back to LSU one more year.
He told me that, too.
the thing he did, see, Bo wouldn't say, I'm coming. Bo would just, it would not definitely commit to taking the job. So Mace asked me, he said, Coach, I've had 7 coaches here. And he said, I don't want to have another bad coach. He said, it can't help me. He said, if you tell me Coach Bo is coming, I'll stay and play another year. And I said, Mace, I can't lie to you. I think he's coming, but I don't know if he's coming. And I couldn't, Mike, I just couldn't lie to him and tell him, he's coming. I felt like Bo was going to come. But he wouldn't say that to me or to Coach Kelly. So anyways, what he looks like right now was what I was hoping he would look like when he came out after the 2024 season. He looks like a different man right now.
Yeah, I agree. Totally. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Always love when you come on. Man, great insights and always
thank
super
you,
with us. So thank you so much, Coach.
I always enjoy you guys, too. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Coach.
All righty. One of one, the legendary Pete Jenkins.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.